Hey, it's Glenn here. Thanks for joining us on episode 4 of our 4-part series on how to rapidly save money. We're going to get into it now and have some fun. You guys ready?
Ready!
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Hey, you're listening to My Millennial Money. I'm Glenn's friend Asher. I'm an amateur voiceover artist. Can you tell? And now, over to Aaron, John, and Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Hey. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lise.
Hello.
Hi.
We've got Elise. She's a guest today. Did you know Asher is not a voiceover artist?
I didn't. I would think he totally was.
Yeah.
Got a good voice.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
He's really good at it.
Yeah. And he listens to the podcast, so.
Hey, Asher.
Hi, Asher.
Hi, Asher.
What up, dog? Do you know Asher, Elise?
No. Who's Asher?
What does Asher do?
He works for a large telco.
Oh.
Yeah, he commutes, so he listens to this while we commute. But welcome to the last episode of our 4-part mini-series on how to rapidly save money. Before we get into it, grab your phone in your hand, jump onto Instagram at MyMillennialMoney, hit follow because if you have been listening, we've got some cool stuff coming up and it's just really fun out there. And a lot of you guys connect with us through Instagram, so keep that up. And also, we've got a private group on Facebook called My Millennial Money, if you want to join in and discuss anything. So, yes. Now, today, guys, big news, huge news.
Ooh.
Can you guess what it is, Aaron?
No. It's Glenn's birthday.
Yeah. No. That's...
You've got a dog?
No. Hey, Elise... Speaking of offspring, Elise has twins, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are the twins' names?
Charlie and Max.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You're my best friend already.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what are they?
They're beagle ears.
Beagle ears. Mm. Yeah.
It's 7 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. So,
well, maybe we can do a swap one weekend.
You got?
Swap Charlie and Max.
Charlie and Max.
Oh, do you? Wow.
Oh, I didn't pick that up. Sorry. Oh,
that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, that's what I assumed you were going with that story.
No. I was just saying, like, she's got twin dogs.
Oh. But I just assumed because they had the same names as John's actual kids.
No. Correct. Oh. No, yeah. I totally.
You should definitely swap.
Mm. They're great pet names.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's awesome. So, what we're going to do, the big news today is Jeff Bezos has now become the world's richest man, tipping it at $150 billion.
What?
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And are you the second world's richest, John?
No. Fresh air and then Bill Gates.
Yeah, basically. So, what is a millionaire? Do you know what a millionaire is, Aaron?
No.
Like, what defines one?
No, I don't.
You don't know what defines a millionaire?
No.
Me either.
Ellie? No?
No.
John? How would you simply explain that to somebody?
I would explain it in my terms as $1 million worth of net assets. So, if you sold down everything...
Sorry, obviously, yeah.
You would
have at least $1 million.
$1 million in the bank or...
Sorry, I just assumed that was a trick question.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I don't know.
It just seemed quite obvious.
Oh, no.
You know, like Kylie Jenner's about to become the world's youngest billionaire.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just nuts, isn't it?
Mm.
Who's she?
Oh, John.
Stop it. Are you serious?
I'd like to create a bit of comedy on this show. No, I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like the little, like, do you know who the Kardashians are?
Oh, yes.
She's the youngest one of them.
There you go.
She's a young mother as well, but it's a baby, not a dog.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't listening because I was just up doing something. It was the first
blocking
time.
Blocking the noise of my children. Yeah.
Aaron's kids are downstairs because we're recording this on this second week of the school holidays. So,
I could hear them and I was getting a bit nervous.
Yeah. Were you looking at me waiting for me to tweet? So if a lot of people don't know that a millionaire is basically what you guys said, I trust you explained it well. Mm.
You have at least $1 million in assets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After any debt.
Net.
Yeah. So there's a question, and a lot of people don't know, like, how do millionaires manage their money? Like, if you're a millionaire, do you just have like $1 million in your everyday bank account? Like, how do you think they would manage them? Where do you think they would put their money, Elise? Do you have any idea? Have you ever thought of this other than 2 minutes ago?
I have thought of it, but.
Yeah.
That crossed my mind, but I was like, surely that can't be feasible. Like, that would just be, that's so much money.
Yeah, yeah.
So overwhelming. Yeah. How do you do that?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I do it quite easily, actually.
Should try it.
Yeah. So basically, I use Quora. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Quora, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And someone asked, like, do millionaires, like, just have $1 million in their bank account? But a lot of millionaires, they will, and very wealthy people, like Jeff Bezos, like, I'm sure most of that is his shares in his company, Amazon. Yeah. Okay. So he doesn't have $100 billion in his bank account.
Realized.
Yeah, that's right. And so a lot of people invest their money in property or in shares or in other types of venture capital investments. And that's where they get the $1 million. I had a client once and she had her everyday banking account where she'd go and buy a coffee with. And her rule was, I've always got to have $100,000 in there.
Mm.
You know, you just never know if there's an emergency.
Yeah.
Like a big emergency.
Fair emergency, isn't
yeah,
it?
Totally. So,
like, so easily accessible.
Yeah. She wanted $100,000 at liquid. Call. Like liquid. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't
is
it?
Is that normal?
Not in my world.
No.
No. I mean, you know, you would have different investments set up and, you know, the really wealthy people, they might draw, you know, and people still work.
Yeah.
So they would just draw a salary from their business or whatnot, or their investments, they, you know, they'd, it's just very complex, I guess, when you get to that much money.
Yeah,
and it doesn't need to be complex.
A lot of people are impulsive too, aren't they? So to have 100K lying around, it might not last there too long for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't last long in my world.
No.
So many bubble copters.
I know. I love my bubble copter. I haven't been on Kogan for a while, actually. I should get back on there. So
they have so much good stuff on there.
They actually do. I'm actually going to buy the dishwashing tablets from there next.
What are they?
What's special about them?
Like the Finnish ones? Sorry, I'm just going to. You know, like you put the Finnish dishwashing.
Look, I understand what dishwashing tablets are. I just don't understand why you're buying them on Kogan.
Because they've got them for, right, like 50% off.
Oh, wow.
Like really good. Mm-hmm. So if I need to buy in bulk, someone send me a message. If you want to buy a heap, we'll just buy a heap and I'll dish them out. Hey, that's a rapid savings tip in all seriousness. Buy in bulk. I mean, you don't want 5 pallets of toilet paper in your garage.
Yeah.
But like there's stuff like dishwashing tablets and like, why is soap so expensive? Like the wash machine powder.
Yeah.
I only buy that stuff if it's on sale.
Yeah, same. And it's half price between Woolies and Coles. It's half price nearly every second week.
Yeah, totally.
Plus, when you're only washing for one, you don't need a whole heap lying around, do you?
That's true, John. That is true. So, the reason why we've got Elise on the show, we're kicking each other's feet a lot today, John.
Yeah, I did that to Elise before, too.
Yeah, so weird. I think because we've got these new microphones and we're closer to the table.
Very intimate.
Yeah, we're all friends here, right? I got Elise on the show. She's a good friend of mine. And how old are you now, Elise?
I'm 23.
So, she's 23. And I put a shout out on Facebook a little while ago that, hey, who's under like 25 and has saved over $10,000, I want to interview you. And here we are. So, just what do you do for work, Elise?
I'm a registered nurse at Gosford Hospital.
Right, on the New South Wales Central Coast.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see Usain Bolt is...
He's coming.
Yes.
This is that a little bit exciting.
Is it like...
It's weird.
It's not confirmed.
I don't know.
No.
I just can't see it's actually going to happen, though.
I mean, is he good at soccer?
No, God no.
It'll draw a crowd. I don't
know. Yeah, that's it. Like, is it a PR thing? Should we get, like, someone else famous who thinks they can play soccer?
No, but hasn't he trialed? He's trialed for teams overseas in Germany.
But why
and stuff.
Didn't he stay over there?
Because he probably would rather live here.
I know. I guess I'd rather live in Gosford than Prague. Not. I don't know. So, registered nurse.
Yeah.
What do you live? Where? What's your living arrangements?
So, at the moment, I'm still at home.
Perfect.
Yeah, trying to save for a house.
Yeah.
Actively looking for a place at the moment and negotiating with a broker.
Perfect.
As well.
Yeah, perfect.
So it's exciting.
Getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, to purchase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. What type of purchase? Am I allowed to ask these questions?
you can.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what type of purchase price for your first home?
So, that actually is a really hard question.
Yeah.
Because it's my first home and the market is quite hard at the moment,
yeah.
I don't really have like big goals at the moment. Yeah. I'm only 23, yeah, so sure. I'm not looking to buy anything more than 600K.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Which
yeah.
is fine, because yeah. at the moment there is quite a few places that are reasonable to live in
yep.
for that under that price.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. And so buy, like, so you've been really good with your money.
Yep.
Do you pay rent or board at home?
Yeah, I pay board, $70 a week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Any other rooms there?
studio.
I'm barely there anyway.
Yeah.
I work so much.
Yeah, that's right. And by nature, would you say you're a spender or a saver by nature?
A saver, definitely. Yeah.
So that's interesting because a lot of people say, that's easy for her to save money because she's a saver by nature. But a saver sometimes has other struggles that people do not have, and that's often the feeling of guilt, like to actually buy stuff for yourself. So have you ever felt that type of pressure on yourself, like, oh, I can't buy this because I need to be safe?
Yes, absolutely. Like even this morning I wanted to buy new gym clothes and I was looking and I was like, do I, don't I? And then I was like, if I do, I'm going to feel guilty. So yeah,
so it's how really do you feel hard. Going into 500K of debt.
I know. Yes, it's really hard. So that's, it is really hard.
Yeah.
But I just have to take the leap and do it soon.
Yeah.
So do you want to, is it for financial reasons? Are you sick of living with mum and dad or is it to get into the market now?
Yeah.
What's the drive for you?
It's to get into the market now. I'm not sick of living with my parents. That's totally fine. I'm just looking to take the leap and just do it. Yeah.
And
I'm ready.
Yeah. So obviously you like the location. So you're buying a home to live in.
Yeah.
It's not, as I guess John was saying, it's you don't want to just invest. You like to live somewhere and have it your own. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a young family that needs a yard. Yeah.
They need their own home and their own backyard.
That's right. That's right. So how do you manage your money on a week by week basis?
So I've got a spending plan. Excuse me.
That's okay.
Which is really structured. So I've got like different, how many bank accounts have I got? 5 different bank accounts.
Yeah, sweet.
And like I've got allocated amounts of money that goes into each bank account. Yeah. I don't know if you want me to go into further detail.
Yeah, why not?
So I've got one, which is that's like my lifestyle spending, which I just spend whatever I want on, which is good because I can sort of do that guilt-free.
That's
I still
right.
get a little bit of guilt,
but
yeah, I can spend that money guilt-free.
Yep.
And then I've got one for my first home fund.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's
like my max savings account.
Sure.
And then I've got one for variable expenses, which is like petrol, any bills I've got, groceries. Another one is a holiday fund, which I put a little bit of money fortnightly into that.
Yep.
And then another one, the last one is safety fund. So I just put like a small amount of money into that.
Yep.
If anything happens, like something in my car, I've always got money in that.
Yeah. Or if you're at the steakhouse and you bite down a bit of steak and snap a tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
you really don't, you know.
That's a bit extreme though, I feel, but it's working for me.
However, I had a friend, we're in the States, and he chipped his tooth at a meal, like just randomly.
Oh, no.
So you take online statements as opposed to paper form, otherwise you'd be getting mail every 2 days.
Everything for me is online.
And how did you go about, like, did you just wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm going to just set up all these accounts and do this? How was the process?
No, I went to a financial advisor.
Right, okay.
Which happened to be Glenn James.
Oh. Yes. Just leading the witness.
This is a setup.
No, I didn't mean
So whose good idea was this?
Yeah. Oh. We should get his clients in more often.
This was embarrassing because we weren't going to name names. No, that's right. I'm blushing. Am I?
Sorry about
that. No, that's all right. But it's interesting, like literally just last week, I launched my online course, which shows people how to set up a automated spending plan.
Mm.
And if you want to have a look at that and really get on top of your week-to-week finances, and actually, Erin, I'll put you through the course for free.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
backhanded compliment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, totally.
So if you go on to mymillennialmoney.com, you'll see there's a link on there. If you use the promo code M3, which is just an M and the letter 3, you'll get the course for, I think, $47. And it's a video series of me showing people step by step how to set up their cash flow and their spending plan. And also, you can download the spreadsheet that I personally use, and I'll step by step take you through how to manage your money week on week.
Yeah, great. That wasn't an ad break, that we're live.
Yeah. I know. Am I allowed to do
that?
I'm sorry.
Mate, it's your podcast. Do it.
It's our podcast.
Knock yourself out.
Sorry.
It's ours, Aaron. Yeah. So if someone wanted, like, if someone was in a mess financially, is there one thing that you could tell them, even if they didn't go to a financial advisor, even if they didn't jump on and buy my $47 course? What's one practical tip that's actually helped you?
Five bank accounts.
Yeah.
Well, I think that could be right. Like, just quarantining your money.
Definitely.
So you know that's for guilt-free play money.
Just like getting organized, because when I started full-time work, I was like, wow, I'm getting all this money, but I don't know how, like, I want to deal with it the best I can, and I don't know how to do that. So I just, getting things sort of set out and organized and making a plan that was going to work for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, like, oh, sorry, John.
One general observation. I'm talking to my Max at the moment about this, who's all of 9, is this whole work hard at school type, and then you've got choices to be able to earn the income you want. I think that's can't be underestimated here too, because you're 23, registered nurse, about to go and upgrade those skills as well. Yeah. So you've got the ability to earn the money to filter some savings away as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So, Elise, I know that you have this system set up. How long have you been doing that?
Just over a year.
Yeah, sweet. So you've had some good progress. Yeah. And do you notice now that you've got an automated system that you can actually see your savings increase week on week?
Yeah.
And you know that once the savings go into that account, you actually don't need to touch it for rego or for, you know, if you've got to buy a new pair of clothes or jeans or whatever, that it's actually using the system.
Yeah.
The money is set up so the money can be saved legitimately.
Yeah.
So you're not, you know, treading water, going back and forth.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you continue on this trajectory, in 40 years' time when you need to retire, you should have about $400,000 saved based on this model alone.
Yeah. Or paid into a mortgage and, paid the house off or whatnot. Yeah. So one of the other savings tips, actually, let's do a recap of the savings tips that we've had so far. And they started at episode 111. And the first one was set up a spending plan. So we've just talked about that now. Number 2, get plastic surgery and get out of debt. So if you're in debt, you need to stop using credit for day-to-day stuff, or if you've got a personal loan from a Kentucky tour in, 2011,
it's time to pay that off.
Pay that bad boy off. Mm. Have you been overseas much, Elise?
Yeah, I have, but I've never got a credit card or a personal loan to do any of that. Yeah,
you just cash flowed it.
Savings,
So have you, sorry, Glenn, you put off anything as a result of this disciplined approach?
Like,
what sort of things, if you don't mind?
Well, I guess before I started saving consistently like this, I was going on a holiday every year. And then at the end of the year last year, I thought, should I go overseas or should I just go on like a little weekend getaway? So I just saved up not as much as I normally would to go overseas, and I just compromised, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't miss out because I ended up going somewhere, but
And I think that's the problem with our generation of Instagram and Facebook. It's like everyone's living this life and getting, well, it seems to me like people are getting what they want when they want. But it is like you've actually, and it's great you've done it at such a young age, gone, hang on, hold the phone. You know, it's actually one thing at a time and what is important to me. And it's important to you to get into your first home.
Yeah.
Because realistically, like, if you're getting into your first home at age 23 and you can continue the spending and cash flow plan, you'll just be so financially successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's great. Headphones off to you.
Yeah, headphones
off. Headphones off to you. Thank you.
And if you need any help with any strategy or whatever, I'll volunteer an hour of John's time to sit with
to
you.
To help you out. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm a nice guy, aren't I, John?
Too nice.
Yeah. So the next one, limit how much you spend on rent or mortgage repayments. Mm-hmm. So you want to really keep that under 30% of your net take-home income. Mm-hmm. 25% is great. 20% is out Even of better. This world. Number four, get a savings buddy. Stop gambling if you're a punter. Press pause on other competing goals, like we were just talking about. See, it's like this list was written for a leaf.
Really,
like,
weird.
Yeah.
Everything unlike.
Yeah. Press pause on competing gold. Clean out your crap. So if you've got stuff that, like, I've got a motorbike downstairs, I just need to sell it. I can't tell you the last time I rode it. Like, get extra income. So side hustles, Uber, washing dishes, serving beer. Have you ever had to do a side hustle?
No.
Sweet. What did you do through university?
I actually worked as an assistant in nursing.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Which is very good because a lot of people, like, you've actually had on-the-job training.
Yeah. By the time you finish.
Yeah. Which makes you more employable, and it makes you a better nurse because you've had more experience.
Logical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I ask, have you got a hex debt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it comes out of my pay fortnightly and I don't
notice it. You don't notice it. Yeah. No. It just comes out.
What's your view, John, on hex debt? Like,
As in pay them
off?
Worry about it?
Yeah.
I say don't worry about them.
Yeah.
I mean, you occasionally meet someone that says, I don't want to earn too much because I have to pay more of my hex debt. Well, obviously wrong philosophy.
That's another podcast.
Just let it go.
Actually, I'm coaching a client at the moment. Hey, Lauren, how are you? If you're listening. I'll actually call you soon. Sorry. I'm just talking to my listeners. I can do that, kind of. And she had a very small hex debt of 15 grand. Mm. And for her, it was like, nah, housekeeping. I just want to clean it up and get on with my life.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you want as long as you've got a freaking plan and a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then ask for a pay rise, which we had a good chat about that. There is two other things on the list, and that's to save money for your first home via superannuation.
Yep.
We're actually going to swing around to do a whole other podcast just on super, so we won't worry about that. And then the other one is cars. Downgrade your car. When do you think we should downgrade our car?
Leave me out of this one.
Yeah. Should we downgrade our car?
By downgrade, you mean like reduce the debt on it?
Yeah, or if it was worth $40,000 and you owned it and you wanted to get ahead, do you sell it and put half the car?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of points there. I suppose we try not to create too much of a debt at the beginning, but if we went down the wrong path and wanted the brand new car and...
Yeah.
Have that debt, I suppose it's when common sense prevails, doesn't it? Or when extra expenses appear in our life, i.e. move out of home.
Mm. Yeah.
We need to find another five grand a year and so we downgrade the car.
Yeah. Your car's Aaron. Mm. Like, are you one to get a car loan or do you save up?
No, I did get a car loan for this one. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
And Elise, you've got a nice car.
Yeah.
Tell us, you got a good deal on your car.
Yeah, instead of going through a dealership, I went through a private seller.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to deal with all that.
Yeah. Hoo-ha.
So.
At what age do people realise that they don't want to deal with the car salesman? It's
just the hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah. So she only had this car for like 6 months or something and it was 2017 model and she couldn't afford it. So, yeah, I got a loan and I bought the car off her. But I got the loan because I was like, I've never had a new car before. I've got the money.
Yeah.
I can comfortably.
Yeah. And that goes back to if you actually want to find out how much to spend on a car.
Yeah.
With your thing. Yeah. sortyourmoneyout.com/cars. Oh, my gosh.
Today's insane.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. But I basically say don't have more than 50% of your annual take-home income with stuff that has a motor. So your motorbike, your boat, your car.
Mm.
If you earned 80 grand a year, you net or after tax had 60 grand, you do not want to have more than $30,000 in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you're in a couple relationship, joint household income. Never take finance for more than 4 years. If you can, put a 20% deposit down. The sweet spot is usually around 3 to 4 years old with less than 60,000 Ks on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your monthly repayments around 1% of your net income. So, if your net income was $60,000 a year, the payments using the 50% of capital value that I talked about, the payments shouldn't be over $600 a month.
Oh, yep.
So, and I just think it's always good to go back with percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be totally reckless and pay cash.
Yeah.
Totally reckless. Mm. So, what I did as well, I put some savings, I put a couple of questions out to our listeners on our Instagram, at My Millennial Money. What? it's the biggest shout out day. So, I asked people, what are your savings tips? And I had one from Azaria Bell, and she's actually early 20s. She's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
She's got 25,000 followers on YouTube, and she just got awarded Financial Planning Student of the Year.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, so she does really cool videos, so you should check her out.
Mm. Great.
She's actually coming over to FinCon in the United States. Mm. There's a heap of Aussies going, so she's going to be in our group. So,
yeah
she's I want to get her on the show because she's so onto it.
Yeah.
And she said her favorite tips are set us a weekly spending limit. So, that's, you know, governing how much we can spend. If you're really struggling, take money out and use cash.
Yep.
So, every study on the planet shows that if you spend
use cash,
you don't spend as much because there's that emotional pain point.
Yep.
Or Afterpay.
Yeah, or Afterpay. Hey, Elise, have you ever used Afterpay? Or do you have Afterpay?
I've used it a couple of times.
Thanks, Elise.
But I get real guilt with that.
Yeah.
She's like awake
at
night.
No guilt at all.
Yeah.
Really?
Heart palpitations. So, yeah. And again, there's no emotional pain, is there?
No. God, no.
Yeah. It's like when
you don't even have to pay for it at all for two weeks.
Yeah. And it's only 4 easy installments, guys.
manageable installments.
And that's why casinos make so much money, because they give you plastic chips
that so aren't worth anything. Yeah, so it's real money.
Yeah. So there's just no emotion.
Put all your, one of those at home the other day.
Yeah. Put all your change. Yeah, that's the local wildlife downstairs.
I just thought that was crying. That's okay.
That's Aaron's kids. It's all good. Put all your change in a change jar.
Yep.
So, that adds up. I got one next to my bed.
Yep.
But I don't use that as much now. Oh, geez, we're running out of time. That's the end of the show.
Oh.
Remove yourself from the temptation. You know, stop going out and window shopping. Have an accountability partner. We've talked about that. Another chick, Chloe Weatherstone, peak fares and train times. Can you commute at different times?
Yep.
She went to a hen's night and someone was buying the hen's drinks. One of her friends still kept the sash and they use it sometimes and go out.
Oh, perfect.
So,
works every time.
That's unbelievable.
And Morgan.
What a good idea, though.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Morgan said his mantra is spend what you don't save, as opposed to saving what you don't spend.
Yeah. That's clever.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That's all we've got time for, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for joining
us, Elise. That was awesome.
Well done.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Any advice in this podcast is of a general nature only and has not been tailored to your personal circumstances. Please seek personal advice prior to acting on this information. Before making a decision to acquire a financial product, you should obtain and read the product disclosure statement relating to that product. Opinions constitute our judgment at the time of issue and are subject to change. Neither the licensee, any of the National Australia Group of Companies, nor their employees or directors give any warranty of accuracy, nor accept any responsibility for errors or omissions in this podcast. Glenn James, Urban Ghetto Proprietary Limited, trading as Sort Your Money Out, are authorised representatives of Apogee Financial Planning Limited, AFSL 230689.